Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric Hallgren, hanging out, talking you through everything going on in the world of mixed martial arts today on the show. Going to be a little bit of a short one. We got an event tonight. We've got an event, two events, I should say, on Saturday. One of them, World Series of Fighting. We're going to talk to Andre Harrison as he checks in as a huge flyweight prospect in the World Series of Fighting. 15-0, he's going for the title in World Series of Fighting on just his second bout, so we will talk to him in a little bit. We, of course, have UFC Fight Night in London this weekend. That is Saturday night on Fight Pass. We'll talk about that. But before we get to that, let's talk about this past weekend as we went to Brazil. And the main event was, of course, Vitor Belfort and Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin Gastelum knocking Vitor Belfort out silly. And I think between that fight and the Shogun Hua fight should, for me anyway, cement anyone's idea that we need a Legends division. Because I just... guys, we do not need to see these guys take any more damage. We just do not. I know that you've seen on Twitter floating around all week the photo of Vitor Belfort in 2007, I think, versus 2017. He clearly looks drastically different. He looked drastically different in this fight. And that saying stuff like that, I think, takes a little bit away of what Kelvin has been able to do. Because let's think about it. When he's at middleweight, he's murked Nate Marquardt. He beat Johnny Hendricks in unanimous decision, but he missed weight in that fight, so they sent him back up to middleweight. He beat Tim Kennedy, and he's now beat Vitor Belfort, and his next fight is going to be against Anderson Silva. So this is a guy who is going to be known as the Legend Killer, so I don't want to take anything away from what he did on Saturday night because he looked spectacular, and this is a great weight for him. All I'm saying is guys like Shogun and guys like Vitor, I think time has clearly passed them by, and it is time for them to slow down. And I know Vitor said his next fight will be his last. I hope he sticks to that. I would love for Shogun, even though I think he's like only 22 years old. I kid. But he looks much older than he actually is. I'm hoping he will follow suit. And we can see the entire organization kind of rotate over, because seeing these guys get knocked out like they're getting knocked out, or seeing Shogun take the damage that he takes, it just seems totally unnecessary to me. And I just get really nervous for those guys, especially since they've got a lot of life to live. I mean, what's Shogun, 34, 35? I mean, you've got a lot of life to live, and you've been through some wars. I think at some point you should listen to your body and walk away. That's not to say that fight wasn't fun to watch, because it was fun to watch. Although the other half of me is thinking, like, man, I don't know. Could we not do this? Because I don't want to see this Legends division. And then you follow it up with the Belfort fight, and then I'm convinced I do not want to see a Legends division. All that to be said, that we do get Kelvin Gastelum and Anderson Silva, which I think Kelvin will do the exact same thing. I just think that guy understands how to exact a game plan when he's at weight, and he can be at weight. He just looks spectacular, and I think he's going to be way too much for Anderson to handle, especially 41, 42-year-old Anderson. He's going to be way too much for him to handle, and that will be great for Kelvin as far as a branding goes, because that will certainly put you on the map, right? You beat Tim Kennedy, you beat Vitor Belfort, you beat Anderson Silva. Now we're talking about a true contender here who is retired. I think at that point, if he beats Anderson, and there's no speaking of the GSP-Anderson fight, he will have retired. Anderson would be my guess if he beats him. So a great night for Kelvin. He looks spectacular, and a great win over Vitor Belfort in Brazil. And you could hear a pin drop when that KO happened. And those are always interesting times to be a fan in this sport. Speaking of spectacular performances, Edson Barboza's win over Dariush, to me, if you have friends out there who have not ever watched an MMA fight, to me, this is what you should show them. You should show them this fight, because this is what happens when a guy like Dariush fights a perfect fight and still gets ended. Edson Barboza just knew where he was going to be the entire time. And you can see, I've gone and watched the fight a couple times. You can see when you go back and you watch the end of that first round, as Barboza's waiting for the second round to start, when the second round starts, he has gotten Dariush figured out. He is just not where he's supposed to be. Dariush can't really touch him. And, you know, punching him in the ball sack certainly does change the dynamic of the fight. Even if that didn't happen, I still think that would have ended in the third. Barboza just knew where he needed to be and was operating on all cylinders. A spectacular, spectacular performance from him last Saturday night. And when you look at what he's been able to do since he lost to Tony Ferguson, he beat Anthony Pettis, beat Gil Melendez, and Dariush. This is a guy who, at this weight, I just think has reinvented himself. I mean, if we go back, there were many times in his career where I think a lot of us thought that this was going to be a guy that held on to the belt for a long, long time. And he had some fits and starts, losing to Donald Cerrone, losing to Michael Johnson, and of course, Tony Ferguson. But here we go, guys. I mean, Dariush, Melendez, and Pettis is a pretty good resume builder. And I'm excited to see what happens next, because that was about as perfect of a fight as you could ever want to see. So, yeah, I mean, fun card. Not much expected out of it. I know a lot of people probably tuned in specifically for the Belfort fight. They did not want to see the Bechkohea draw, I promise you that, or her twerking. None of those things I think people tuned in to check out. But all of those things did, in fact, happen. Okay, so this weekend we've got Fight Night, Manoa and Anderson. That's going to happen exclusively on Fight Pass. But before we get to that, let us stop and talk to Andre Harrison. Andre fights in the World Series of Fighting. You might not have heard of him, but every single organization that he's been in, he has been champion. He was a champion in Titan FC. He has moved over now to World Series of Fighting. Card kicks off at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. He will be fighting Palmer for the championship in only his second fight in the organization. So a very exciting night for him. Andre Harrison joining us. Andre, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am good. It is an honor to talk to you. And what an exciting 90 days you've had in this organization. How crazy has this been? I mean, winning for you is clearly something that you're totally used to, but even this seems a little quick. Were you excited that you get a title shot in your second fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the goal anywhere you go is to get the strap. So, you know, the quicker I can get to the strap, the better it is for me.
And so what has this transition been from Titan FC over to World Series of Fighting? A huge fight. You're fighting Palmer for the title on Saturday night. Excited to see that happen. What's the transition been like for you? How are the crowds different? How's the organization different? How they've been treating you? And how exciting is this happening right now?
It was actually kind of funny, man. When I got over to World Series, it seemed like nothing changed. Like, I got over, everybody was real nice, and everybody was saying hi. Even people who I didn't, you know, out the gate know who they were, they knew who I was, and, you know, it just felt like, hey, what's going on, Andre? If you need anything, you know, I'm here, and, you know, things of that nature. So it was a good switch, and everything feels good.
It looks like it's going well. And Andre, one of my favorite things to ask fighters, especially fighters who are in your position, is about the mental game, right? Because to me, it seems like a guy like you who's 15-0 and in a title shot, that seems like a double dose of having to have your head screwed on right. What sort of things are you doing to make sure your head is in the right space going into Saturday night?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to train hard. That's the biggest thing. Like, people ask me all the time how, like, I don't really put too much pressure on myself, and, you know, I don't make things bigger than what they need to be. And, you know, a good portion of that is my camp and the people who I have around me. You know, you gotta just treat it like it's another fight. You can't put, you know, too much pressure on, oh my God, it's a 5-rounder. You know, oh my God, he's a great wrestler, or, you know, anything like that. You
right.
know, it's just another fight. Make this person react to what you have to do. You know, that's what my head trainer Keith always says. You know, it doesn't really matter what that person is good at. You have to make them react to what you're good at. If you do that, you'll be all right.
Andre Harrison joining us.
That's what I'm looking to do when I go out there.
Absolutely, my friend. Andre Harrison joining us. He will be taking on Lance Palmer, World Series of Fighting on Saturday night. Lance, of course, another wrestler, which makes for an interesting matchup. I know you said that that tends to negate itself, and we will see a Rock'em Sock'em robot sort of thing. Is that how you want this one to go, or do you have, I mean, without giving anything away, would you like it to be a war, or do you want to, I mean, end it early? What do you want this thing to look like?
I mean, my last fight ended kind of quick. It was, you know, that was a good night. I'm not opposed to having that happen. I would, you know,
now,
but
so,
you know, if but the main thing is, if it should go 25 minutes, I'm more than capable of going 25 minutes. And you know, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do in order to get that strap. So if I have to go 30 minutes for whatever reason, maybe they didn't catch around, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I can do that as well. You know, so that's where I'm at right now.
So Andre, you know, the stars align, you win on Saturday night, you know, for people who, cause you obviously burst onto the World Series of Fighting on New Year's Eve. This is your second fight in the organization for the featherweight championship. How many times would, I know you're a gym rat, you said you like to be in there training all the time, keep yourself sharp, but how many times would you like, if you could stay healthy, would you like to fight a year? Like, how busy do you want to be once you get the strap on Saturday?
Probably 3 or 4.
Nice.
You know.
And so, for you know, for people who
I probably would.
No, go ahead.
Even though my last fight was on New Year's Eve, I would still count this as my second fight of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would totally count that as a second fight. I was just wondering, like, you know, will you take some, if you win the strap, will you take some time to enjoy it, or would you want to get right back in there if it ended very quickly? You know, what does that look like for you going forward into the spring?
I'd probably get right back to it knowing myself.
And so, what, you know, aside from staying sharp, Andre, as people who are getting to know you, it's your second fight in the organization, what sort of stuff do you like to do to kind of unwind? What do you do for fun?
Lately, I've been into traveling. You know, I probably want to take a little vacation somewhere, you know, just go see different areas and, you know, enjoy different foods and, you know, things of that nature. You know, just pop up at random gyms, you know, just
right.
Maybe a couple months back, I popped up and took like an intramural boxing.
I read that. I think that's very funny that you show up to like white belt jujitsu classes and just start rolling around.
Yeah. So, you get people try and give you tips. Hey man, don't put your hand there. All right, I'm sorry.
I'll be sure to do that with my championship belt.
Yeah.
Andre Harrison joining us. Andre, you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter. Which one of those, if people want to talk to you, which one do you prefer for them to reach out to you?
They can reach out either one. I'm probably more active on Instagram, though. Sometimes I forget that I even have a Twitter.
Well, you have one. It's Dre the Bull. Just letting you know. Andre Harrison is joining us. So, you know, one last question before I let you go. You know, you were talking about traveling. Do you think you'll get down to Brazil this year? I know you were talking about wanting to do that. Is that on the docket this year after this fight?
You know, when you have a girlfriend, you can't do anything by yourself. So,
well, Brazil doesn't seem like it should be a hard sell, really. Like,
it's not, but that's $2,500 tickets. So I'm thinking like, maybe not right away. Maybe I might, you know, go somewhere else, and you know, I'm definitely going to go to Jamaica and Trinidad.
Nice,
definitely doing that.
Well, here's what you could do: you could call up Ray, right, and you could tell him that now that I'm the champion, I'm going to go do some goodwill down in Brazil and help expand our territory, and have him pay for it.
There we go. Hey, you know what? I like the way you think.
All right, my friend. Have a wonderful day. It was an absolute honor to talk to you. So excited for the fight on Saturday night. Good luck. Can't wait to see your hand raised. And enjoy the rest of the media car wash, answering the same questions over and over and over again.
Yes. All right.
Buddy.
Thank you, man.
Be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
And there he goes. That is Andre Harrison. He will be fighting on Saturday night, World Series of Fighting. Also on Saturday night, we go to London, and we get the main event against two guys in the lightweight division who are absolutely a blast to watch. Number 4, Jimmy Manoa, who just beat OSP, and number 6, Corey Anderson. And this, to me, an exciting fight. I mean, this card as a whole, you've got Brad Pickett on the card, which is amazing. You've got Nelson and Joban, which I think will be a fun fight. This is a fight pass card. Yes, there's not a lot of people who are clamoring to see this, but that's only because they don't know. And if you look at the lightweight division, we all know that we're waiting for John Jones to show back up, essentially to take his belt back. And this will happen, assuming, after the DC and Rumble 2 fight. But when that's over, we need other people to be contenders against John Jones. This is not at all to give you the illusion I think anyone in this division, Jimmy Manoa, Corey Anderson, any of those guys, can beat John Jones. But this fight sets up a really nice, interesting, another fight for John Jones if Corey Anderson wins. And I think Corey Anderson and John Jones is interesting. I think Jimmy Manoa, the way he handled OSP, his power, the way that he can land, the amount that he can land. He's going to be a little bit more accurate than Corey Anderson, not even anywhere close to as accurate as John Jones, but more accurate than Corey Anderson. For me, though, this lightweight division needs kind of a shot in the arm because it's been the same four guys for a long, 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 long time. And these two, Manoa and Anderson, are guys that could inject some life into this division, and that's exactly what I think is intended to happen on Saturday night on Fight Pass. The card kicks off at 5 p.m. Eastern, so you can check that out because it's obviously in London, so it's a little bit earlier than it is normally, but that's, of course, also why it's on Fight Pass. So the main card is at 5 p.m. The prelims start at 1:30 p.m. You can catch all of those. Four fights on the main card, as I said. You've got Pickett and Nelson, Joban and Manoa and Anderson all on the main card. So that's going to be a fun fight that happens in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday. And then we head into April, which I think April will be a very exciting month because we're going to be talking about DC and Rumble 2. And then one more piece of news before I bounce for the weekend. Sorry this was so short, but I just wanted to make sure I got something up this weekend because there's a lot going on. We got to talk to Andre Harrison. I wanted to make sure that you got to see that as well. So it's going to be a short one this week. You can follow along with everything that happens this weekend by going on Facebook and at Wow Show or on Twitter at Wow Show. But I just want to let you know that two things happened this week if you missed it. One, Michael McDonald has asked for his release from the UFC and has been granted that, which sets an interesting precedent. But the bigger one is that, don't look now, but at 170, Bellator has created a pretty interesting division as Lawrence Larkin has just went with Bellator. Won 4 of his last 5, and he is now heading to Bellator. So looks like several years ago, we would have said that the welterweight division in the UFC was the most competitive. It looks like Bellator is staking their claim to be an alternative to that point of view. So that's a very interesting signing as we head out for the weekend. As always, you can follow along on Twitter and Facebook by searching WOW Show. It is Way of the Warrior. It's your MMA show.